New music from Fifth Harmony on the hit list on KMFM. It's called That's My Girl. The latest single to be taken from 7:27 Thursday night. You're listening to Glenn Scott. And following the huge chart success that Fast Car and Perfect Strangers had, Jonas Blue is back with a brand new single called By Your Side, and he is chatting on the show this evening.
KMFM.
First things first, the last time we chatted, you said that you were going to get more Queequeg within more songs.
That's right.
So obviously Queequeg is going to be a fundamental part of your music that's coming up from now. And new single, By Your Side.
That doesn't feature any Queequeg whatsoever.
Don't get me wrong, it sounds amazing, but when I was listening to it, I was like,
where's the Queequeg?
Where's the Queequeg? So, well, just where? Where's the Queequeg?
Queequeg is more for summer. Obviously, it would have worked perfect in Perfect Strangers, but yeah, maybe next summer I'll do a Queequeg track.
So the next time that we chat, it will be...
Definitely. Yeah, it's not a very kind of autumnal sound. It's more of a... Yeah, it's summery.
Okay, so there's not going to be an excuse the next time we chat with the summer song.
No,
it's definitely
next time
be.
We do this interview in the summer, it has to be done.
The Queequeg is coming.
The Queequeg song, yeah.
That's a good name for an album, actually.
Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
Let's chat about the new single. It's called By Your Side. It's featuring Ray.
Yes.
It's available now. It follows Fast Car and Perfect Strangers, which have both been massive smashes, still playing on the radio to this day. Do you feel the pressure from those first two singles?
I kind of tend not to think about it too much, if I'm honest.
Until someone mentions it.
Until someone mentions it, yeah. You've really ruined my life now. I just try not to think about it too much. I really come from a real songwriter's and producer's background, so I try not to think of like, oh, you know, previous singles have been so successful, you know, what do I do? I just carry on just making music and just pray to God every night that people will like it. But it's just you know, it's that evolution of the sound again and trying something new. So yeah, I just try to keep making music and not think about it too much.
Well, tell me about how the new single came about then, how it came to life.
The idea was that we wanted to create this idea of a very wild, carefree love whilst you're at a festival with someone, you know, you love by your side. And it kind of, that's how it initially started. And it just opened up into this whole big thing about how you could be really passionate about this person that's stuck by you or by your side and, you know, really means something to you. So it kind of worked for most things. And I think it's a really beautiful story.
Yeah, so the base story is about finding love at a festival.
Yeah, that's kind of my life at the moment.
Yeah, because that's what I was about to say, because it's always a bit, I suppose it depends on the type of festival, but I always find that if you're at Glastonbury, where you've been there since Wednesday, if you meet somebody on the Sunday, there's always that risk that you might smell a little bit. But then I suppose the only way is up from there.
Depends what kind of camp you do.
So I suppose for you now, I suppose it's not a case of being in the little grim tents where everyone smells. You're up there on the stage where you kind of have to shower because you're on TV, people are watching you.
Do you know what? I've still not done it yet. I'd love to do it.
What, a festival?
No, as in Glasto.
Oh, yeah, you need to. Because I suppose tickets were on sale the other week. Have you been approached?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I was like, that was a...
I think it's more something for next year.
So you haven't played Glastonbury yet?
I haven't played there yet. Obviously, the tickets that come out now are for next year, but I mean like the year after it probably be. That would be my slot, so let's see. So I'd rather go there first, actually.
Yeah, I suppose you've got to experience it first and then do it, and then you'll realise just how much it is nicer to do glamping and get in those nice little teepees.
Yeah.
KMFM.
Jonas Blue is chatting on KMFM this evening. We will play his new single next, but first let's get Perfect Strangers on. Jonas Blue and JP Cooper, Perfect Strangers on KMFM. You're on the hit list. If you want to shout out this evening, get us on Snapchat, just like Tom has over at KMFM Official. And Jonas Blue has got another huge single out. This time he's enlisted the help of Ray. The track is called By Your Side. We'll play it in about 5 minutes. But first, let's get Jonas Blue back on the show.
KMFM.
Since we last spoke, you've also been nominated for an MTV EMA, which is mad in itself.
It is mad, isn't it?
Like, how does that feel?
It feels crazy. You know, the two singles have happened in less than a year, and all this success is just, it's crazy. It really is. You know, I was that guy who was just tucked away in a studio just making music, and now, you know, the world is hearing what I'm doing and seeing me perform as an artist, and, you know, being nominated for something like this is such an achievement. You know, I'm just so happy.
What date are the EMAs?
I can't actually make it, which is really bad. I'm actually, it's really bad. It's like, this is your first MTV nomination and you can't actually make it. Yeah, I can't make it because I've obviously, where I'm a touring DJ, I've just have so many gigs that are booked so far in advance. So yeah, I've actually got a gig on that day.
So and I suppose you can't really call in sick either because it's going to be televised.
Yeah, once you confirm you're in. But yeah, maybe I could get a flight back.
Yeah, just quick enough.
Quick enough.
Try and figure it out. What's the most showbiz thing that's happened to you in your career so far then? Because the MTV EMA thing is pretty, like, you must have met some massive, massive people.
I've met a few. I've got a really weird story. I'm not sure if I told this to you, but I had a weird story. This was kind of some time back, but in August 2015, when I met Scooter Braun, I was in Ushuaia in Ibiza. I was there, this was the year I was just there partying with friends, and I was standing in the crowd and I was looking at this guy for about half an hour, and I had a bit to drink, so I couldn't work out who he was, even though, you know, I'm such a fan of Scooter. Obviously, for people that don't know, Scooter is Justin Bieber's manager. I was just staring at him for about 20 minutes because I was trying to work out who he was, even though I know who he is. I ended up going up to him and I was like, "I'm sure I know you." And he was like, "Hey man, what up? It's Scooter." I was like, "Oh yeah, that's who you are." And I basically said to him that I would be up on stage next year. This was casually while Martin Garrix and Oliver Heldens were standing next to him, and Avicii's manager was standing there as well. And I'm just like this drunk guy going up to him saying, "Yeah, next year I'm going to be up there on stage." And he was like, "Okay, well, let's see." So yeah. I was very lucky that dream came true.
Yeah, and so I was
up there this year.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, it would be a bit embarrassing if you weren't, to be fair."
I know.
Maybe that's what you should do every year. Maybe you should go and meet Scooter, tell him your yearly aspirations for the next year.
I think I'm actually going to be meeting up with him in I'm doing a trip to the States in the next couple of weeks, so hopefully I'll get to meet up with him. He's such an inspiration.
I read a story that I would like you to clarify, please. And it says, oh no, it's all good.
Okay.
I read that you used to DJ at a bar that Sam Smith used to pull pints at.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, what bar was that?
It was called Harry's Bar in Bank. And I DJ'd there for 6 years. I had such a great time, and Sam worked there for a couple of years. Now, the thing was is that everyone at this bar, they were like my family, so they knew that I was a music producer. And they all failed to tell me that there was this great guy. Obviously, because Sam was no one at the time. He was just, you know, this aspiring singer.
Yeah.
But they failed to tell me what a great voice this guy had who was pulling pints upstairs. And on one of his lunch breaks, I remember he went off to record with two new guys called Disclosure. And they recorded Latch. And yeah, that was kind of a... That was it.
What a story that is.
Yeah, and then he left shortly after that. And
he was busy.
And then he was busy and... The weirdest thing was is he actually followed me on Twitter a few months back, so I must reach out to him. He was such a good guy.
So you haven't reached out to him yet?
I'm really bad. No, I haven't. I need to reach out to him and say hello, but yeah. We're signed to the same label in America, so I'm sure our paths will cross.
So following on from the single, how close are we to a Jonas Blue album?
End of next year.
Have you come
yes.
up with a name yet?
I haven't yet. And well, I'm definitely not using Quaker. I'm not preferred.
Well, if that happens... And you don't tell me about it, I'm going to be furious.
I'll credit you.
Yeah,
I'll credit you
right.
for sure.
Just a little note in the pamphlet. That would be nice.
Yeah.
I'll be good.
Yeah,
cool. All right. Well, let's hit play on the new single now. Can I leave you to introduce it here on KMFM, please?
Sure. Hey, what's up? This is Jonas Blue, and this is my new single, By Your Side, featuring Ray.
Let's go out and be wild. Do it while we can. Do it.